Well, we've got high school football tonight for you here on KJAN as the new season gets underway a week early tonight with a number of week zero games. Chris and I will be in Anita tonight as the Camp Cougars play host to the Woodbine Tigers this evening in an eight-man early season contest. After Walnut dropped their schedule this year to join with Atlantic, that left Woodbine looking for an opponent to help fill out their schedule. Well, Coach Jason Strong says they were looking around for not just an opponent, but they wanted someone who would be a good challenge, and he says he thinks they found that in Cam.
I look at Cam, and I see a pretty nice tradition they're building down there. They've had several solid years in a row. They had a good season last year, and I look on film, and they had good size. I know they lost a pretty good senior class, but, they just seem to reload every year, and they seem to compete very well. I expect them to be well coached. I expect them to come out and play hard, and I think it should be a great way to start the season. I think both teams will be fairly evenly matched.
Well, Cam coach Joe Woolham says his Cougars will have to be focused on Tigers 6'2", 200-pound junior running back Kyle Kuhlman.
But offensively, we know what they want to get the ball to the Kuhlman kid, so we got to make sure we identify where he's at every snap. And then when we're on offense, that's going to be the tough part. We don't really know if they're going to play a three-man front, a four-man front, or what. So that's going to be a hard part, is trying to guess what defense they're going to be in.
Yeah, and early season stuff, too. It'll be fun tonight. We'll have all the action. Should be good weather for the football game tonight. Again, that's in Anita tonight. Chris Parks and I will have the broadcast for you this evening. We'll be on the air at 6:30 tonight with our pregame show, as we will hear more from those two head football coaches, and we'll get you set for the broadcast of the kickoff, which comes your way at 7 o'clock tonight. 7 o'clock kickoff. And again, that's Cam hosting Woodbine tonight here on KJAN. You can also catch it live on the web as well. If you can't catch it on the radio, catch it on the web at KJAN.com. We'll have all the action for you from that eight-man game tonight. That's just one of a few eight-man games around the region tonight. Also an eight-man action tonight in non-district play. Arweva hosts Armstrong-Ringstead. Boyer Valley is at home to River Valley. Lennox visits Fremont Mills. And Nishnabotna will host Heartland Christian. In 11-man football tonight, non-district play, Harlan on the road at Denison to open up the new season. Guthrie Center will host AHST tonight. Riverside at home in Oakland against West Monona. Tri-Center will host Missouri Valley this evening. Shenandoah travels to Corning, and it's Bedford hosting Clarinda Academy. All those games, week zero matchups tonight. A lot more football next week in the week one of the high school football season. In college football news, Miami's football coach Al Golden says the Hurricanes are recovering from the shock of the claims former booster Nevin Shapiro made in a Yahoo Sports article this week. Shapiro says he provided Miami players with prostitutes, cars, and other gifts over the past decade. He's serving 20 years in federal prison for his role in a $930 million Ponzi scheme. Miami athletic director Sean Eichhorst ended his silence by releasing a statement saying there are tough times ahead for the Hurricanes, who are under investigation by the NCAA. He promised fans that there will be a better day. Coach Nick Saban says Alabama vetted two former Miami assistants before hiring them and found no NCAA issues. Saban says the university uncovered no compliance red flags on either offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland or director of football operations Joe Panunzio. Both former Hurricanes coaches were named in the Yahoo Sports report alleging widespread Miami misconduct. Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez is among those claiming to have lost money in a Ponzi scheme run by Shapiro. Court records show Alvarez's family has filed claims against Shapiro's company for at least $1 million. In a statement, Alvarez says he invested in Shapiro's company after a friend told him about it several years ago. In NFL news, LaRon McClain remembers the first practice of his rookie year with the Baltimore Ravens. The big fullback pulled in a pass, turned upfield, and ran smack into All-Pro linebacker Ray Lewis. Well, there's a good chance he'll run into him again awfully soon. McClain joined the Chiefs in the offseason after four mostly successful seasons in Baltimore, joining a wave of ex-Ravens on the team that they helped knock out of last season's playoffs. Quarterbacks guru Jim Zorn, defensive tackle Kelly Gregg, and offensive tackle Jared Gaither are also now with the Chiefs. They're all returning to Baltimore for a preseason game that comes up tonight. The NFL has cleared former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor to be entered in the league's supplemental draft Monday. However, the NFL has ruled that he must sit out the first five games after he signs a contract. Pryor gave up his final season with the Buckeyes following an NCAA investigation into the football team's memorabilia for cash scandal. Pryor will be ineligible to practice or play until week six of the NFL season. In other NFL news, Tom Brady showed mid-season form in his preseason debut last night. After sitting out New England's preseason opener in Week 1, the reigning NFL MVP tossed a pair of touchdowns and completed 11 of 19 passes in the New England Patriots' 31-17 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ben Roethlisberger completed 8 of 12 passes for 125 yards and a pair of touchdowns as the Pittsburgh Steelers cruised by the Philadelphia Eagles 24-14. Seven former players have sued the NFL in Philadelphia over the league's handling of concussion-related injuries, the first potential class-action lawsuit of its kind. The players accused the league of training players to lead with their heads, failing to properly treat them for concussions, and trying to conceal any links between football and brain injuries. The plaintiffs include two-time Super Bowl champion Jim McMahon, who has said that he played through 5 concussions but now frequently walks around in a daze. Michael Vick tells GQ magazine that he didn't want to go to Philadelphia to be a third-string quarterback after his release from federal prison 2 years ago. He thought Buffalo and Cincinnati were better options, but he says Commissioner Roger Goodell was among those who convinced him that the Eagles were the right fit for him. Denver defensive tackle Ty Warren will undergo surgery Tuesday. They'll repair a partially torn right triceps muscle. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, in baseball, the Atlanta Braves probably won't catch the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East, but they have built a nice advantage in the wild card chase. The Braves blank San Francisco 3-0 to take 3 of 4 from the Giants, who now trail the Braves by 6 games in the wild card. Mike Minor and 3 relievers combined on a 5-hitter as they outduel Giants ace Tim Lincecum. Chipper Jones homered for the lone run in that game. Clayton Kershaw brought Milwaukee's 6-game winning streak to a sudden stop in a 5-1 Dodgers win. Kershaw blanked the Brewers on 5 hits over 8 innings while striking out 6. That improved his National League leading strikeout total to 199. Rod Barajas homered in the second for Los Angeles, and Milwaukee's lead at the top of the National League Central slipped to 6.5 games over idle St. Louis. Philadelphia topped Atlanta, Jesus Flores hit his first homer in more than 2 years, and the Washington Nationals downed Cincinnati 3-1. Jordan Zimmerman and 3 relievers combined on the 8-hitter. San Diego trimmed Florida 3-1 in a battle of last-place teams yesterday as well. Also, Philly topped Arizona 4-1 in a rain-interrupted game. A thunderstorm delayed the game for 2 hours 17 minutes after 3 innings. The D-backs didn't hit on either side of the rain delay as Vince Worley and 4 relievers combined on a 3-hitter. In the American League, Cleveland doubled up the Chicago White Sox 4-2 as Matt LaPorta hit a home run, a 2-run shot for Cleveland, which pulled within a game and a half of idle Detroit for the division lead. The Tribe opens up a 3-game series at Detroit this evening. Mark Trumbo's walk-off 2-run homer saved the LA Angels from suffering a 4-game sweep to Texas, as his homer provided all the Angels' offense in their 2-1 win over Texas, cutting the Rangers' lead to 6 games in the AL West. Boston edged Kansas City 4-3 as Dustin Pedroia drove in 3 runs, and the New York Yankees kept their half-game lead over the Red Sox, beating Minnesota 8-4. Also, Toronto blanked Oakland 7-0. Mike Jacobs has the distinction of being the first player suspended by Major League Baseball for a positive HGH test under the sport's minor league drug testing procedures. The 30-year-old minor league first baseman received a 50-game suspension for taking the banned performance-enhancing substance and was subsequently released by the Colorado Rockies. Jacobs was in the big leagues from 2005 to 2010. He says he took human growth hormone to overcome knee and back ailments. He was leading the Rockies' AAA team in Colorado Springs with 23 homers and 97 RBIs while hitting 298 over 117 games with the Sky Sox. Alex Rodriguez has rejoined the New York Yankees, but he's not quite ready to play. Manager Joe Girardi says the earliest he would come off the disabled list and play would be Saturday night. He had surgery July 11th to repair torn meniscus cartilage in his right knee. Phillies All-Star center fielder Shane Victorino has had his suspension for taking part in a benches-clearing brawl at San Francisco on August 5th, reduced from 3 to 2 games. He'll be eligible to play Saturday night in Washington. The Boston Red Sox have placed third baseman Kevin Youkilis on the disabled list because of a back injury. He's hitting .266 with 17 homers and 78 RBIs, and he's missed several games recently because of a sore back. The Royals have signed Jeff Francoeur to a 2-year contract extension through 2013. The veteran outfielder is hitting .277 with 15 home runs, 66 RBIs, and a career-high 19 stolen bases in his first season with Kansas City. Also, Austin Kearns cleared waivers, and he's been released by the Cleveland Indians. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, the Iowa Cubs a winner again over Salt Lake 8-7, while Omaha knocked off Tacoma by a final of 7-4. And a benches-clearing brawl between Georgetown and a Chinese basketball team brought a premature end to an exhibition game that was being staged during Vice President Joe Biden's visit to China. Biden was not at that particular game. Coach John Thompson III says in a statement that Georgetown regrets the incident. Oddly enough, the Hoyas are in China on a goodwill trip. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.